My name is Avery Smithiel. Today I am speaking with Natalie Hammond, who is my friend. We're talking about growing up. Natalie, can you tell me about a relationship that you have with your parents?
I think growing up I had a very strong relationship with my parents, and we were super connected, but as I grew older and more in my teen years, we had very differing views on different things in life, like politics, religion, etc., and so we sort of separated that bond going into like teenage and college years.
Do you remember a time when you made them angry?
I just think whenever I didn't succeed academically, they would get angry, but even if I was trying my best or what I thought was put forth the effort, they would disagree.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? Like, what was it like?
I grew up in a more upper middle class neighborhood, but moved in middle school to a more middle class with varying socioeconomic backgrounds. But so that was an interesting, differing viewpoint growing up, because I had both parts of different parts of what it was like to be around different types of people.
Can you tell me about your brother and sister and how you would describe them?
My brother is a year younger than me, so he's a senior in high school, and he is really, really, really smart and about everything that he does, but has severe ADHD, and so he does not, it's, like, hard for him to focus. So sort of sometimes, takes away from his, like, smartness, even though he is really intelligent. Then I have a younger sister who has Down syndrome, and she's really sweet, but she's the youngest, and so she's sort of always treated like the youngest in that aspect.
What did you think that your life would be like when you were older? And how has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
I thought I'd be a lot more, I just mature, like an individual, even like being like in college and 18, that's really just not the case realistically. When I'm older, like in future, I guess I thought I would be like already having like a ready-made job and be in the workforce, completely independent, but that's just not realistic in today's society. How's my life turned out differently? I thought I'd be more successful academically and socially.
When was the last time you cried and why?
The last time I cried was last weekend when I went home, and I guess I cried because I guess I was at home, but I didn't really feel like I was at home, and so I was sad because I didn't really feel like I had a place at home.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life?
I think the biggest influence in my life is my little sister who has Down syndrome, because she has taught me to be a lot more empathetic to different things and different people, and just has brought me a different viewpoint on life and a new perspective on people and their experiences.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
A time in my life I felt most alone was when I first came to college, because I felt like I didn't really have any friends from my high school that came to college, and I felt alone in that because I didn't have my family or friends from high school here.
Do you think that there was a way that you could have changed this experience for yourself?
I don't think there was a way I could have changed the experience for myself, primarily, but like as like the days and weeks went by, like you make more friends, and that's how and it gets better. But at first, I felt really lonely.
Do you have any regrets?
Sometimes I regret not living life to the fullest and taking advantage of every opportunity. I think I regret not being more outgoing in high school and in life.
Do you have any idea what your future holds for you? Like either, you know, socially or in work?
I have no idea what the future holds for me, but I hope through school and other work experiences I can have a successful future.
Do you think that the University of Texas is preparing you for this future?
Yes.
If this was to be our very last conversation, Is there anything that you'd want to say to me?
I would say to... that's a hard one. I'm thinking. To take advantage of your college experience and not focus on one person or one thing.
Thank you so much for your time, Elizabeth. That's all I have for you.
Thank you. I couldn't say don't marry Luke on there.
Are you sure? Yes.